From the newsroom at Performance Radio, this is local news on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. Huron's attempts to win the National Junior High Finals Rodeo were ended by the slimmest of margins recently.
A delegation of us went to Rock Springs, Wyoming a couple weeks ago and made a presentation at the National High School Finals, and we lost by 4 votes, which, considering there was almost 50 votes, that was really disheartening.
Huron was hoping to host the event at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds in 2016 and 17. Peggy Woolrich, executive director of the Huron Chamber and Visitors Bureau, says resources available for camping facilities swayed the vote.
There was a lot of concern about our camping not having full hookups. And if you could be there and see the rigs that they have out there, it's just a sea of big campers. The water hookups was a really big deal, and we sensed that. We were there for 4 days in a booth, and that was the biggest question, was the water hookups and the sewer hookups. They said they could live without the sewer, but the water was a big deal.
Five cities bid for the event. Huron made it to the final two cities and lost out to Lebanon, Tennessee. The city of Huron and Beadle County had passed resolutions agreeing to provide in-kind dirt work to prepare for up to 3 large rodeo arenas in front of the grandstand at the South Dakota State Fair had Huron won the bid. A car motorcycle accident on July 12th has taken the life of a Huron man. 62-year-old Alan Decker died Thursday of injuries suffered in the collision at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and Custer Avenue nearly 3 weeks ago. Decker was traveling westbound into Huron on his 2004 Harley-Davidson motorcycle when he was struck by a 1999 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 42-year-old Artis Freeman of Huron. Freeman was traveling north on Custer, failed to yield at the intersection, and struck Decker's bike. Decker, who was not wearing a helmet, was transported to Huron Regional Medical Center with serious injuries. He was later transferred to Sanford USD Medical Center, where he died. Freeman was not wearing a seatbelt but was uninjured. She was cited for failure to yield and a seatbelt violation. Additional charges may be pending. Decker's funeral was yesterday. The Huron Police Department is hosting National Night Out tonight in Campbell Park. Officer Mark Johnson helped organize Huron's participation in the event last year.
It's been going around all over the U.S., all over the United States. This will be the second year the Huron Police Department's doing it. The program's designed to heighten crime and drug prevention awareness. The overall goal is to strengthen neighborhood spirit with the police department and also build community partnerships with the police department.
Johnson says last year's inaugural event went very well, with an estimated 1,700 to 2,000 people taking part. This year's program will include performances at the Campbell Park Bandshell from the Huron Area Community Theater, Huron Municipal Band, and more.
We're working on doing a canine demonstration. We haven't set up a time or anything like that yet, but we're working on that. And something different from last year, we did the watermelon eating contest. We're going to do a watermelon feed this year at 6:15, but we're actually going to do a donut eating contest.
You heard right, a police function involving the consumption of donuts. National Night Out will again feature a number of civic groups and organizations with booths and activities to do in Campbell Park. Emergency vehicles like police cars and fire trucks will be on display on California Avenue. The event is free and will run from 5 to 8 p.m. Everyone in Huron is encouraged to leave your front porch light on tonight as a symbol of unity against crime and support for crime-free neighborhoods. MTV is coming to Huron to film a special on distracted driving. Peggy Woolrich with the Huron Chamber and Visitors Bureau told the Huron City Commission she was in contact with the cable network staff on Monday.
They are going to be in town on August 11th. They're going to be in here and here to film and feature Lauren Valancourt, Miss South Dakota 2010. She speaks to local drivers and youth about distracted driving, and she's just a very powerful advocate. So she's going to be making a presentation on August 11th at 3 o'clock at the Campus Center, and the public is invited to attend.
Woolrich says in addition to the powerful positive message Valancourt's trip home will bring, it's a good opportunity to showcase Huron to a national audience.
While they're here, you never know what else you're going to film, so it's a great opportunity for us to get some national exposure.
MTV and wireless provider AT&T are flying Valancourt back to Huron for the special presentation. Valancourt lost her brother Kelson in a 2009 accident caused by a distracted driver. The former Miss South Dakota's platform while competing for Miss America was distracted driving awareness. She's previously made impassioned pleas to the South Dakota legislature for passage of a statewide texting ban. The legislature has twice failed to pass a statewide ban, but seven cities, including Valancourt's hometown of Huron, have passed city ordinances to one degree or another, making the practice illegal. And Mercy for Animals is carrying their message this week to South Dakota in front of Walmart stores, protesting the use of gestation crates in pork production, calling them cruel to pigs. Mercy for Animals National Campaign Coordinator Jenny Haynes says they believe the use of gestation crates is cruel.
The hidden cost of Walmart's cheap pork is blatant animal abuse. Keeping highly intelligent, social animals confined in cages that are so small they can't even turn around for nearly their entire lives is blatant animal cruelty. It's time for Walmart to follow the lead of Costco, Kroger, and their other competitors by committing to phase out the use of cruel gestation crates.
South Dakota Pork Producers Council President Andrew Ahard of Alpena says the problem with groups like this is that they do not understand the pork industry and their animal management practices.
They don't quite understand what modern agriculture is, especially modern livestock production. They don't understand all the rules we abide by and everything we go to make our animals as safe and as healthy as they can possibly be.
Ahart says Walmart has not only been a good customer of pork producers, but has also stood out against other corporations who have given in to pressure from other groups.
And they're one of the few corporations that has not bowed to PETA or to animal rights groups saying that they should dictate on how animals are raised. And they're doing that because they realize that we in the animal industry are doing the best job we can, and we are the best ones to handle the situation. Some other corporations have bowed to them, and they're putting a lot of pressure on Walmart to follow along.
Haynes says other states and countries have outlawed the practices.
Practices are so cruel, they've already been banned by the entire European Union and 9 U.S. states. And, you know, Walmart, as a corporation of their size, they certainly have the power and the ethical responsibility to help stop one of the cruelest factory farming practices by ending the sale of graded pork.
Mercy for Animal members will protest in front of a Sioux City Walmart on Wednesday and Ottumwa, Iowa on Thursday. That is local news on Dakota Country, 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. News from across South Dakota is coming up.
News for Huron.
When you told somebody you're from Huron, they'd say, oh, too bad. And now that attitude has really changed. People are saying, oh, there's a lot of great things going on in Huron.
And the surrounding area.
The garage was fully inflamed, and it looked like it was working its way through the attic. We established hose lines right away.
With 15-time Eric Severline Award-winning news director, Zach Nelson. Only on Dakota Country, 1210 KOKK.
In news across South Dakota, below normal temperatures across the state have been slowing crop development, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says in its weekly crop report. Rain showers were reported across most of the state, but a lack of moisture in some areas has been affecting crops. Statewide, there were 5.4 days suitable for field work. Corn silking is at 87%, behind last year's 95%, but ahead of the 70% average. Winter wheat is at 94% ripe compared to the average of 98%. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated 5% very short, 23% short, 66% adequate, and 6% surplus. Pasture and range conditions were rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 25% fair, 55% good, and 14% excellent. The Dakotas like their beer. The Beer Institute Trade Organization that represents the industry says North Dakotans drink the highest amount per person, and South Dakota ranks number 4 nationwide in beer consumption. That works out to nearly 46 gallons of beer annually for every North Dakotan 21 years old or over, and just under 39 gallons for every South Dakotan of legal drinking age. Montana ranked third with 41 gallons of beer per person. North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple vacationed in Door County, Wisconsin Monday following this past weekend's National Governors Association's conference in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker also told reporters Monday South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard arrived early for the convention to attend a family reunion in the Wisconsin Dells tourist hub. Walker gave Arizona Governor Jan Brewer a tour of the state capitol Monday morning. Walker says he even provided some members of her entourage with cream puffs, a popular item at the Wisconsin State Fair going on this week near Milwaukee. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie hit the fair with family and friends on Friday. Two men working for the carnival that's operating the Midway at the Sioux Empire Fair were arrested over the weekend after agents with the Sioux Falls Area Drug Task Force intercepted a package that was being delivered from Texas. Police officer Sam Clemens says a detective on the task force had received information on Saturday that from a law enforcement agency in Texas that a package containing drugs would be shipped to Sioux Falls.
Detectives were able to intercept that package. Inside of it, they found there was about 37 grams of crack cocaine that had actually been packaged inside of a doll and with some other kids' materials and sent. The detectives ended up doing a controlled delivery, so the undercover detectives delivered that. It was delivered to a hotel in the southwest part of Sioux Falls. When the person went and picked it up, detectives took that person into custody.
Clemens says the man at the hotel told police he was picking the package up for a man he owed money to. 35-year-old Louis Frank Diak of Lawton, Oklahoma, was charged with distribution and possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The other man, 55-year-old John Thomas Whitfield Jr. of Houston, Texas, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession with intent to distribute, and possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. Clemens says Whitfield was living in a truck on the W.H. Lyons Fairgrounds. And a Mitchell man is going to prison for more than 24 years for sexually abusing a girl. 30-year-old Terrace Castaway was sentenced in Sioux Falls Monday after earlier pleading guilty to sexual abuse. Prosecutors say it happened between August of 2008 and May of 2009 and involved a young girl who was under his care. The U.S. Attorney's Office says while the victim and her cousins were playing a game of hide-and-seek, Castaway came into the bathroom where she was hiding and sexually assaulted her. As a part of the plea agreement, Castaway also acknowledged sexually abusing three other young girls on several occasions while they were at their grandmother's home in Lower Brule. That is news from across South Dakota. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting.